It's Tuesday and time to talk about work on The Takeaway. We're joined again by Beth Koebleiner, Takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. And joining us today also is Kurt Kuhn. He's a chief financial officer for UPS, who I assume also just made it through a busy shipping day. Good morning, Kurt and Beth.
Good morning.
Morning.
Kurt, you're joining us because of your very individual and very unique story on how you became the CFO of UPS. Maybe you can tell us, you started out as a driver.
Yeah, I sure did. Some 32 years ago, I started off actually as a temporary peak season helper, which is the person that goes along with our drivers this time of year. And then in 2 days, got my first promotion with the company and became a driver and worked for the holiday season.
Within 2 days, you got your first promotion. Maybe you can explain to us some of the strategies that you used to get promoted up so quickly through the company.
Well, there wasn't much of a strategy on that initial promotion. I just showed up and worked hard, and, you know, as the growth continued, they needed to add drivers. But, no, I backed into a career with UPS. I was out of college and really had no intention to make it a career, but started working for the holidays for UPS, and it was great fun. You know, you're Santa's helper, and there seemed to be a good fit between me and the company, and over the long term, you know, I've been able to move up slowly but surely through the ranks.
And you're chief financial officer. You're practically Santa now, pal.
That's it.
We hope.
All our drivers out there are Santa right now. They're the ones that are busy. So.
Beth, this is not a typical story.
No, unfortunately, but it's a great lesson to learn in that right now, seasonal hiring is actually up 37% from last year.
So, Kurt, how many are you hiring this year?
We're expecting about 50,000 peak season hires. So we ramp up quite a bit because things get very busy in December.
I bet. So, Beth, 50,000 people.
Right. And I think, as Kurt pointed out, you know, he was in college. He took a job. There's really no shame in taking a temporary job that you think may perhaps not be your ideal job, but something you might want just for the holidays. And if you work hard and treat it like an audition, it might actually end up being a full-time job. You know, people have been describing seasonal jobs as like the ER of the workplace because it's tense, it's busy, it's pressured, you know. But if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. So if you prove yourself to your boss, you know, it's not just a one-hour job interview, but a couple of weeks' worth of work. If you work hard, you can really show your stuff. And clearly, that's what this fellow did.
Obviously, UPS is not going to hire 50,000 people to a permanent position, right, Kurt? You're not going to hire all these people?
No. I mean, we'd love to, but unless the economy picks up incredibly, we won't need everybody.
So, Beth, what specifically can someone do to become maybe the 1 out of 50,000 or the 2 out of 50,000?
Right. Well, hiring is hopefully expected to increase in 2010, and that's why right now is such a good time to be considering a seasonal job and trying to jump on catering, you know, retail companies. Even if you look on websites, you know, UPS has openings still, Toys R Us, Macy's, Amazon, Michaels, Best Buy, all those companies have openings right now. You go to snagajob.com, coolworks.com, and even temp agencies. They're all looking for people to work.
Okay. Kurt, tell me what out of these 50,000 people, tell me what might convince you to retain one of them into a permanent position.
Well, I think, you know, managers look for employees with enthusiasm and dedication. And so, you know, doing the work you're asked and also looking to do more helps you stand out. And also there's a good cultural fit. That's what happened with me. I enjoyed the work, and over time, the company has a promotion from within policy, and so as I grew, they actually sent me back to school. So I think it's work hard, you know, keep a good attitude, and do whatever, you know, you can do to help out during this crazy time of year.
Well, and listening to Kurt and at UPS, it's really about productivity and enthusiasm and being sort of part of the production. But how do you deal with, like, the retail seasonal work that you're dealing in a situation where it's really hard to stand out? Is anybody looking at your quota if you're in retail over at the Gap this season?
I think they are. I really think they are. I think people are pay attention. You know, one thing I've learned in the workplace is that when you're a good worker, it stands out. It's a shock, but it really does stand out. And I think right now, the reality, of course, is, you know, this is an upbeat story, but the reality is that a number of people are working part-time because they don't want to. They want full-time jobs. So you're going to be in a situation, you're working part-time, you get the seasonal job, but you'll be competing. In fact, in 2007, there were 4.5 million people working part-time who are called involuntary workers who wanted to work full-time. This year, there are 9 million people who are working part-time and want to be full-time workers. So there will be a lot of competition for that job. So not only do you have to stand out, you really have to stand out and make it clear this is something you want.
Okay, great. That's Beth Koblenner. Always has good advice for everyone. She's a Takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Kurt Kuhn, Chief Financial Officer for UPS. Good luck. I assume the cutoff date for many people is Wednesday or sometime this week if they want to get it there by Christmas, right, Kurt?
No. We love Procrastinator. We've got, you know, a huge fleet of jet aircraft. We'll be glad to take your package right up till the day before Christmas Eve. So.
Okay, thanks, Kurt.
They'll take 50,000 more employees in that last week before Christmas Day.
That's right.
So if you have a story, tips on turning a temp job into a full-time job, you can comment on anything on the program. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And this week, we're talking about your life in fine print. It's our week-long series to look at the little things that we have to be vigilant about that add up to a lot in terms of cost and learning about how we behave in this world here in the 21st century. We're talking about little fees, ATM charges. What's your strategy for avoiding them? Tell us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And from the little things to the big things, what's hidden behind the huge numbers in unemployment?
What we've seen in the past year or so is that changing face of homelessness. Roughly this past year, it's been about 45% of all of our clients who were first-time homeless.
First-time homeless, the human face of that unemployment number. Kevin Roach tells us all about it, executive director of the South Oakland Shelter in Royal Oak, Michigan. Why don't you podcast that interview? You can find it at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes.
I'm Celeste Headley.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.